As many of you are, probably already know, I'm a big baseball fan, and in particular, a fan of the Kansas City Royals, despite their, what is it, 3-10 record now, to start the 2018 season. Let's not hold it against them. Let's just hope for better. While this homily is not primarily about baseball, though, I'd like to tell you a little story of an event that took place when I was at a game. This might be familiar to some of you because I mentioned it when I was chaplain at Bishop Carroll to the students there, and I also mentioned it to the RCAA class this year. But in 2013, when Kauffman Stadium hosted the All-Star Game, my little brother and I went up there to go to the game. We went up there without tickets, and we found tickets there, so we got in, and it was wonderful. But when we were outside the stadium, I was wearing my collar, and this guy comes up to me out of the blue, and he says, hey, he says, what's with the getup? I'm thinking, I said, what do you mean, what's with the getup? I said, I'm the real deal. I said, I'm the real thing. He says, no, you're not. I said, come on, man. He said, prove it. I was like, okay. He said, say the act of contrition. Like, that really proves a lot, buddy. So I said, here's the act of contrition. I said, better yet, here's the prayer of absolution, right? I said the prayer of absolution from confession. And he turns to his wife and he goes, oh, he really is the real thing. But the whole point is that we're in the midst of the Easter season. And it's because the resurrection is real. It's because the resurrection is real. It's because it changes our lives. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, and if Jesus did not found the Catholic Church through which we are saved, if Jesus would not have done this, I would have no reason to exist as a priest. It's because Jesus rose from the dead, and because his resurrection is real, it is because it's real that it changes our lives. Look at the way that it changed the lives of the apostles. The apostles, where were they at the moment of the crucifixion? At the moment of Jesus' greatest need, the most important hour of his entire life, when Jesus offers his life on the cross for our salvation, where are the apostles? They abandon him. They flee out of fear of being associated with him. Remember Peter. St. Peter once said to Jesus, Lord, I will never leave you. And what does Peter say to those that ask him, are you this man's disciple? He says, I don't know him. They flee. The only one who remains, the only few who remains with Jesus in his greatest hour is the beloved disciple, St. John, his blessed mother, and a few others at the foot of the cross. But look at the change that takes place when they encounter the risen Lord. When they finally realize that the resurrection really happened, look what happens to the apostles. The gospel focuses on this change. At first, they thought that they were seeing a ghost. But listen to the words that Jesus says to them. He says, why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? He says, look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. He says, touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have. And then he shows them his hands, his feet, and his side. Remember last weekend, last Sunday in the Gospel of Doubting Thomas, when Thomas places his fingers into the nail marks in his hand, into the side of Jesus. The apostles see the wounds of Jesus' passion, and they're amazed. They believe that this is him. Friends, it is because the resurrection is real, because it really happened, that the apostles are no longer afraid. What change takes place? Those same men who were cowards at the time of Jesus' crucifixion, those same men who abandoned the Lord in the hour of his greatest need, what do they do after the resurrection? After the resurrection, they become martyrs. This is actually the greatest proof that Jesus rose from the dead. You know, because people don't die for an idea. People don't die for a story or some cute tradition that, yeah, Jesus rose from the dead. No, they die for a reality. So the apostles, they give their lives in martyrdom because the resurrection is real. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to think about the realness of our Catholic faith. You are here today for one reason. You're here today to worship the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. You are here today because you too believe and know that the resurrection is real. And you know that the resurrection has the power to change your life. On Easter, our catechumens who were baptized, there are some here today. Our catechumens who were baptized, perhaps they understand this the best. On the night of Easter, when I poured water over them in baptism, something very real happened. The stain of original sin was washed away, and the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, came to dwell within them. They now live with grace in their souls, the life of grace that was not there before. Something very real happened to them. This Thursday, Bishop Kemi will come to our parish to give the sacrament of confirmation to our youth who are prepared to receive it. And again, something very real will happen. They will receive the grace of the Holy Spirit in a new way. Grace so powerful that they will become witnesses of Jesus in society. They will also have the courage to defend the Catholic faith when it's questioned or when it's attacked by others. And they will even have the grace to offer their lives in martyrdom if God so wills it. This is the powerful grace that is real in our confirmation. And in just a few weeks, our second graders will receive their first Holy Communion. And just as many of us will receive Holy Communion today, again, something very real takes place. We eat his flesh. We drink his blood. Of who? Of the risen Jesus. And without this, we cannot live. Padre Pio, a great saint, Saint Pio, on Friday, his relics, we welcome them at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. It was powerful to see the amount of people. We stood in line for probably 45 minutes. I took the middle school students here from Christ the King. It was a powerful experience to see the love and devotion of many of our people here in Wichita. But it was Saint Pio, it was Padre Pio who said, "It would be easier for the world to survive without the Son than to survive without the Holy Mass." It would be easier for the world to survive without the Son than to survive without the Holy Mass. Friends, may we recognize that there is something very real that takes place here at Sunday Mass. Something very real that takes place within our Catholic faith. That it's not just this going through the motions, but something very real has power to affect and to change our lives. That especially when we receive the sacraments, that we come to really encounter the risen Lord. when he forgives our sins, when he strengthened us with his grace, when he comes to live within us. And so let us recognize this real power of Jesus in our lives and allow him to change us and make us the saints that he is calling us to be. May it be so. Amen.